Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. CBN News reported this morning as they're talking about the anniversary, continuing to have the anniversary, you know, what's happening. Pro-life groups begin to march down and celebrate pro-life, and then while others are celebrating pro-death. And Roe versus Wade 40-year anniversary, and that statistic, 65% of women who choose to end their child's life profess to be, I mean, you think you wouldn't bring it up, but they profess to be Christians. Mm. And so you would say 65%, if that's true, be true, mm-hmm. 65% of the church's women who choose to have abort, 65% of the women who are choosing to end the life of their child are under the leadership of the current teachers and pastors. Mm. You know, what's going on? What are we teaching? What are we teaching that they don't, that, you know, granted, you know, things are going to happen and, you know, totally outside of our control. But the truth is, I mean, did we ever minister to them? Did we ever love them? Did we ever take time to be them? Have we created such an environment that they were numbers in a bingo ball being spent around and they had no significance unless they were drawn, mm-hmm. you know, for a particular event or not, you know, B4, you know, and that person pops up.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, you knew them since they were a child, and you spoke into their life, and you loved them, and you saw that boy or that girl, you know, coming towards that child, and you said something. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't mean they're going to listen, but many people don't have anybody looking over them like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jesus says when he came out of the mountains and he saw the people, all these things happening, he was moved with compassion. And the response is, you know, because he saw that they were sheep without shepherds. And so he taught them many things.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the teaching that they would no longer be harassed and tossed back and forth and going through all these different situations if we would teach them and train them up in the ways of the Lord. Mm-hmm. It's a family of God, not a concept, not a program, but teach them the ways of God, because there's power in the Word of God, as we talked about last week. There's power in the gospel. There's power in God's Word. It's living, active, it's sharper than a double-edged sword. It penetrates the dividing of thought and intent, even down to the attitudes of the heart. And so you deliver it as God gets you to deliver it, and that just penetrates their life, and it helps them begin to ponder, you know, is this the right way to go? And they're convicted. And sometimes people push beyond conviction and go right into the sin. But you'd be surprised how many people were just waiting for you to speak in their life, just waiting for you to say, don't do that.
Right.
I mean, how many people got married and they tell you 3 marriages later, I was just waiting for my father to say, don't do this.
Do it. Yeah.
Mm. Of course, the truth is, if he probably would have said, don't do this,
they would have done it anyway.
They would have done it anyway, right?
All right.
You know, that's why, as a father, you always go, man, you don't have to do this or not.
That's right.
You just run the whole story in the future. Yeah, I told him I was going to do it. He did ask me that. So listen. So, yes, this is tragic, but the question is, what's over us that's bringing this lack of a desire to have offspring? What infertile spirit has dropped upon the church that even when we are fertile, we want to snuff it out? You know, even, I don't even know what the it was 1 in 5 couples in America were unable to have children. And that was a number way back. I don't even know what it is now. But it's like the church has gotten sterile. The church has gotten, I thank God for every soul that's been won to the Lord. But it's like transfer growth. It's transfer. I seen you in Baba Joe's church. I seen you in Sister Susie's church. I seen you in Brother Whoever's church. You know, this is not kingdom growth. This is migration.
Mm-hmm.
This is migrating sheep. And it's like, we can't look at what we're doing and say, you know, I got. And then what we do is we follow the newest fence, the newest gate, the newest doctrine, the newest building, the newest whoever stirring up things. And it's like, oh, that sounds exciting. We end up, it's like, what are we doing? You're supposed to go into the world, into the harvest field, and win the loss. And we begin to, anyway. And it's like, But there's no, that would be fertile. That'd be, if we did that, that means we would be fertile. If we help people get born into the kingdom, that would be birthing. That would be right. birthing. But the problem with birthing, the same issue quite often with abortion, the issue is unwanted pregnancies, that it's an inconvenience. That's the biggest issue. It's an inconvenience. It's only like 1% is rape, 1% somewhere around there, maybe one.
It's real small.
And like 90% is unwanted, it's inconvenience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And children are inconvenient to yourself, but if you love them, then you love that. You're I don't mind people. Suffer not the little children to come unto me. I don't mind being interrupted by my kids. And all of a sudden, it's like the infertility that we have in the church, it's now we're seeing it, not only is it happening in society, but even the thought of being fertile, even the thought of reproducing in the natural, even the thought of having a child come out of my womb and come into our lives and having to lay down our lives for our child is snuffed out. It's just snuffed out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, how idolatrous, how much wickedness is in our hearts when we won't even lay down our life for the next generation. And it starts in the church where we're not, was it 90%, George Barna says? I don't know who says it. 90% of what is it? Of evangelism and winning.
Oh, yeah. You know, they say that, I think it's like, mine's going blank here, but I believe it's 95% of the church won't even lead one person to the Lord.
In their entire life, not one, 95% of professing believers will not birth one person into the kingdom of God. Mm. I mean, think about it. I mean, you got like 60 years. You can mess up for 60, you know, you got 65 years. Think about it. You can mess up for 64 years. On the 65th year, you could have figured it out, and you could have done something for God.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that measures out, because today everybody's measuring like fruit by gifts. And it's like, that's been an argument since day one. Secondly, Jesus said in Matthew 7 that I never knew you, even though you had that gift. You're not the gift.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I never knew you. And he says, our fruit is a fleshy substance that reproduces after its own kind. He says, I'm not unjust. I will not forget the love you have shown me as you help my people and you continue to help them. Whatever you've done to the least of these of mine, you've done it unto me.
Mm.
Love one another. Pray for one another. Lay down your life for one another. If you get hit in one cheek by someone, make yourself more vulnerable by turning them another part of your life that they can hit that too. Mm-hmm. You know, living in a way that you become all things to all people, that you might be fruitful, that you might win a few of them to God. And it's like, and so the world that people are marching streets today and saying, you know, this is evil, but the truth is, what have we done in the church? Are we carrying the kingdom in us and going out to advance the kingdom of God and birthing, you know, souls into the kingdom of God? Are we telling them about the kingdom? Are we watching the power of God manifest and saying, listen, the kingdom of God is near because the kingdom of God's in me, and you can make Jesus the Lord of your life and the kingdom would come inside of you. But, you know, you've got to be born again. You got to be born again. And so, but listen, the problem is that if you birth them, you raise them.
That's right.
And so you have people that are saying, like, they're winning someone, and then they run up there and throw them in this big, huge herd of a crowd who are like bingo balls at a bingo game being all spent around. And the only thing that can justify that is just a doctrine that says, hey, as long as they said yes, it don't matter what they're in. It don't matter what they're in. And they come back and they write letters. Yeah, I led 1,000 people to God. And you think, oh, man, that's really cool. And it's like, why are you here then? Because you led 1,000 people to God. You need to go back.
And you should be busy.
And
right
you should
now.
Be working with those 1,000 people. I mean, at least, I don't know, two of them? You know, right. What are you doing? What kind of gospel are you twisting? Or what kind of gospel are you professing? You know, Jesus said, it's just like this. The kingdom of God is like this, that it's a man, it's called this, he calls it about the seed and the sower, that a man comes and he lays seed down in three different soils, on a path, on a rock, in the thorns, and on good soil. And he says, you know, one of them didn't believe, but three of them did believe. Mm. But only 1/4 of them actually produced and entered in.
That's right.
So say what you want to in the context of that, I think the biggest way that we can affect that woman and that man who have gone through all these things with no godly counsel, no, not being trained up in the ways of the Lord, and not seeing the fear of the Lord in us and living our lives, you know, in a way that's reproductive, that the way to change this is to go birth them in the kingdom of God. Mm. Don't criticize her for walking into the clinic when you never told her about Jesus. You talk about him as a judge, but you don't talk about him as deeply in love with her and in love with her child. Mm. And that he has good plans in store for that child. I mean, she don't know tomorrow. She's living for today. God sees the beginning from the end. He's outside of time. Mm. But if we're not being reproductive in the, and come on, don't even say about it, because if you know, if God was to put his finger on your ministry in the context of that, that is migrated growth. That is not people that were not walking with God, were enemies of God, who were not saved, who through your ministry, you know, they were born again in your ministry. They were migrated growth. And that's cool. We need strengtheners and lengtheners. Not, but the whole thing is that we should be disturbed. We should be disturbed. Say, Lord, I want to be fruitful for you. Mm. I mean, you know, we could be in a stiff-necked, stubborn culture, yeah, and all these things could be happening. But, you know, we're trying to birth. We're trying to conceive in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. And we're trying. I mean, it's like not, I mean, and you can preach all day long, but Jesus pressed really hard in Chorazim, and they said no, and nothing birthed in Chorazim, nothing birthed in Nazareth. But understand this. But if you're not even trying, you're guaranteed not to have a soul in the kingdom of God. Mm. So I really believe the manifestation in the world, what we're seeing today, is nothing but started in the church. And God has sent us all out to go and to be productive. He told us, matter of fact, from the very beginning, he says, go forth what? And multiply.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.